Today we'd like to see the title of Not Satisfied in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 23 up to 63. To none was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 28, you also played the harlot with the Assyrians because you were insatiable. Indeed, you played the harlot with them and still were not satisfied. What does it mean and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2. In verses 44-45, indeed everyone who quotes Proverbs will use this proverb against you, like a mother, like a daughter. You are your mother's daughter, loathing husband and children. You are the sister of your sisters who loathed their husbands and children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. What do these mean and what can we learn from here? The last question in verse 63. That you may remember and be ashamed and never open your mouth anymore because of your shame. When I provide you an atonement for all you have done, says the Lord God. What does it mean in the context and what can we learn from here? In 597 before Christ, Ezekiel also was carried away in the second captivity by Babylon before the fall of Judah. Jews' idolatry was such serious as Baal, Moloch, Ashtoreth, and Mammon, especially Moloch, god of pleasure, and Ashtoreth, goddess of fertility, infant sacrifice. Worships included act of harlotry. In the last time, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 22, and in all your abomination and acts of harlotry, you did not remember the days of your youth, when you were naked and bare, struggling in your blood. The remembrance of God, His works, or His words, protect us from temptation and refresh us even in troubles. Verse 23-24, then it was so after all your wickedness were to you, said the Lord God, that you also built for yourself a shrine and made a high place for yourself in every street. Israelites idol worship, Jews' idol worships were serious everywhere, in high place and in every street, for own bones and idols. 25-26. You built your high places at the head of every road and made your beauty to be abhorred. You offered yourself to everyone who passed by and multiplied your acts of harlotry. They built a sensual, naked body to be hated by God, inviting everyone for the act of harlotry. They committed harlotry with the Egyptian, the extremely fleshly people, or Egyptian pagan worship. This provoked God to wrath. Daniel 27, behold, therefore, I stretched out my hand against you, diminished your allotment, and gave you up to the will of those who hate you, the daughter of the Philistines, who were ashamed of your lewd behavior. So God gave His righteous judgment against Jews, giving them up to their haters, including Philistines. Philistines were ashamed of Jews' obscenity, in which the Jew outdid the Philistines. Then 28. You also played the harlot with the Assyrians because you were insatiable. Indeed, you played the harlot with them and still were not satisfied. That's question one. Jews' harlotry with the Assyrians never gave them satisfaction, because the life of a flesh can never bring satisfaction but bring emptiness. Often the emptiness leads to depression or suicide. James chapter 1, 15. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. 29. Moreover, you multiply your act of harlotry as far as the land of the trade, Chaldea, and even then you are not satisfied. Further, more harlotry with Chaldeans, the land of the trade, really commercial people, or the invader of Judah land, still did not bring satisfaction to the Jews. 30. How degenerate is your heart, says the Lord God, seeing you do all these things to these of a brazen harlot. Jews' heart is being worsened with the acts of these lewd things, the deeds of a brazen faced harlot or a shameless idolater. You erected your shrine at the head of every road and built your high place in every street, yet you are not like a harlot because you scorn the payment. 34. You are an adulterous wife who takes strangers instead of her husband. Men make payment to all harlots, but you made your payment to all your lovers and hired them to come to you from all around for your harlotry. You are the opposite of the other women in your harlotry, because no one solicited you to be her harlot. In that you gave a payment, but no payment was given you. Therefore, you are the opposite. You erected places for your bones to be sacred at the top of every road, and built idols at high place in every street. But you are not like a harlot to receive money for obscenity, but you pay the money for it. Pay to receive a sexual service or X-rated movies. Jews are an adulterous wife instead of her husband, who is only God. Unlike a woman harlot, the recipient of money, Jews pay the money to the others for the harlot in the opposite of the other women harlots. 35-36. Now then, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, because your filthiness was poured out, and your nakedness uncovered in your harlotry with your lovers, and with all your abominable idols, and because of the blood of your children, which you gave to them. God called the Jews as harlots because of their disgusting dirtiness and nakedness, harlotry with their lovers and with their abominable idols, and the blood of their children, infant sacrificed for Ashtoreth, the idol. 37. Surely, therefore, I will gather all your lovers with whom you took a pleasure, all those you loved and all those you hated. I will gather them from all around against you, and will uncover your nakedness to them, that they may see all your nakedness. God called their lovers and their haters to uncover and see their nakedness, or to shame upon them. 36. And I will judge you as women who break a wedlock or shed blood are judged. I will bring blood upon you in fury, and jealousy. God will righteous judgment against those idolaters who break with the law or shed innocent blood into his wrath and jealousy. Exodus 25, you shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity or sin of the fathers upon the children unto the third, fourth generation of them that hate me. So fathers, hatred, impact, that time is all together, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So that way, God's righteous judgment. 39, I will also give you into their hand, and they shall throw down your shrines, break down your high places. They shall also strip you of your clothes, take your beautiful jewelry, and leave you naked and bare. God will allow Jews' love haters to throw down their shrines and destroy the idols on high places, to take off their clothes and to take their beautiful jewelry and to leave them naked and nude. Jews will be abused by their lovers and haters. They will be carried away into foreign country for 70 years. So God will bring his judgment against them because they have chosen their lifestyle against God. Ezekiel 18:20, the soul who sins shall die, the son shall not bear the guilt of their father, nor the father bear the guilt of their son. The righteousness of righteousness shall be upon himself, the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. So therefore, God is the fault, only upon each. So even if you live in a certain evil father, parents, or grandparents, you should not be affected by them, but keep God's word protected from any temptation. In that way, you are saved. 40:41. They shall also bring up an assembly against you. They shall stone you with stones and thrust you through with their swords. They shall burn your houses with fire and exact judgment on you in the sight of many women. And I will make you cease playing the harlot, and you shall no longer hire lovers. They shall altogether be against you, stoning and killing you. They shall burn your houses, making judgment on you before other heathens. You are no longer playing the harlot or worshipping idols. 42:43. So I will lay to rest my fury to you, and my jealousy shall depart from you. I will be quiet and be angry no more, because you did not remember the days of your youth, but agitated me with all these things. Surely I will also recompense your deeds on your head, says the Lord God, and you shall not commit lewdness in addition to all your abomination. Then God will see his fury and jealousy. You did not remember God's gracious work during the day of your youth, but you did all sad, hard things against God. You should not have committed lewdness or obscenity. Bless all your abomination, all things hated by God. 44:45, question 2. Indeed, everyone who quotes Proverbs will use this proverb against you, like a mother, like a daughter. You are your mother's daughter, loathing husband and children, and you are the sister of your sisters who loathed their husbands and children. Your mother was a Hittite, your father an Amorite. Your proverb, like a mother, like a daughter, that is like evil mother, like evil daughter, like evil Jews, anxious, like evil present Jews. Like your mother, you hate husband and children. You commit adultery and children sacrifice for idol worships. The Hittite, the Amorite, were wicked people. Jews are like a Hittite, further Amorite, outdoing them in evil. You are heavy idolaters. 46. Your older sister is Samaria, who dwelt with her daughters to the north of you, and your younger sister, who dwelt to the south of you, Sodom and her daughter. Your sister, your elder sister, is Samaria, the northern nation of Israel, which had already been conquered by Assyria. Its all kings were idolaters. Your younger sister is Sodom, already destroyed by brimstone and fire, and Sodom's daughter. That is, Jews' idolatry was so serious, like Samaria or Sodom. Genesis chapter 18, 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous, so they destroyed the brimstone and fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. 48. As I live, says the Lord God, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughter have done as you and your daughter have done. Look, at this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had a pride full of food and abundance idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit or I saw good. You outdid them in acting abomination. You were more corrupted than them. Sodomites doing evil was not more than you. Even if proud Sodomites had a fullness of food, they did not care. The poor and neediness people were much idleless. Because their pride and commission of abomination before God, God destroyed them away as he pleased. 51-52. Samaria did not commit the half of your sin, but you have multiplied your abomination more than they, and they have justified your sister by all the abomination which you have done. You who judged your sisters, bear your own shame also, because the sins which you committed were more abomination than theirs. They are more righteous than you. Yes, be disgraced also, and bear your own shame, because you justified your sisters. Samaria's abomination were not worse than, even half than you. But you justified your sisters or Samaritans by all much more abomination. As you judged your sisters or Samaritans, you bore your own shame in much more abomination than Samaritan abominations. Relatively, Samaritans were more righteous than you. Let you be disgraced and bear down shame because you justified your sisters, Samaritans. 53. When I bring back their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, and I will also bring back the captivity of your captives among them, that you may bear your own shame, be disgraced by all that you did when you comforted them. When your sisters Sodom and her daughters return to their former state, and Samaria, her daughters, return to their former state, then you and your daughter will return to former state. When God brings back to captivity, Sodomite, Samaritan, and you were among the captives, then when you may bear your own shame and may be disgraced by all your evil acts, they are comforted. When Sodom and Samaria return to each former state, you also will return to your former state. After the Babylon's 70-year captivity, Jews will be returned with the other heathens by Persia. During the day of your pride, you did not mention Sodom before your wickedness was uncovered. Syrians reproach you, and Philistines despise you everywhere. So you have paid for your obscenity, and your abomination, since you despised the altar by breaking the covenant between you and God. This is up to 59. For your sister Sodom was not by word in your mouth in the day of your pride. Before your wickedness was uncovered, it was like the time of the reproach of the daughters of Syria and all those around her, of daughters of Philistine who despised you everywhere. You have paid for your lewdness and your abomination, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, I will deal with you as you have done, who despised the oath by breaking the covenant. Now, 60 up to 62. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your oath, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your older and your younger sister, for I will give them to you for daughters, but not because of my covenant with you. And I will establish my covenant with you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Even if you breached your part in the covenant between God and you, God will remember his part in the covenant, establishing an everlasting covenant for new covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways to be ashamed, shameful, when you accept your older and younger sister who are given to you as your daughters by God, not by God's covenants. Here is the younger sister, then meaning the heathens over there in Sodom, Philistine heathens. You did not deserve to receive them, but punishment. God will establish a new covenant with you, our Jesus' blood, to cleanse with the sins of all people, not only Jews, but all other heathens. On cross, by God's unquenchable love, undying love, or unfalling love, then you know that He is the Lord. 63, that your last question, you may remember it and be ashamed and never open your mouth anymore because of your shame when I provide you an atonement for all you have done. When He forgives all sins you have done, you may remember your shame and you could not talk about it anymore. Although we don't deserve anything but punishment for our sin, God forgives and saves us if we will repent and turn to Him, because of His amazing love. That's a cross-reference right here. John 3:16-4. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hebrews 10:8-10. For He was saying sacrifice and offering, burnt offering, and offering for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then He said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first death, He may establish the second, new covenant everlasting. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, not only Jews, other. So continually keep on prayer. Prayer with cast is right here. Also is a book right here, continually available. And thank you for your prayer support, Paul Footstep Tour for Education Evangelism has been amazing done by the exceeding grace of God, you know, through Vincenzo, Robert, and Stella, and me. So, solely to Christ. Amen. So let's sing all together Maranatha song, The Bulletin, page 51, number 12.